Y98 and the Courtney and Company show. If you missed the 7 o'clock hour code word, it is project. Project. P-R-O-J-E-C-T. All you have to do is text that word to 72881 and we give away $1,000 12 times a day. You still have about 30 minutes to get that code word in. All right, we're talking about weird places that you met your significant other. Jury duty was the story that was in the news today. And Roseanne called and she met her husband at the confectionery mm-hmm. that she was working at the time. She started working there when she was 11. That ain't right.
Candy was better back then when children were making it.
And they have been married 53 years.
Oh,
they met when she was 15 years old. So let's go to Chris. She's been holding on for a while. Hey, Chris, what's the line one?
Sorry.
That's okay. Chris, where is the odd place that you met your significant other?
My husband used to date my younger sister when they were younger.
Yes. Mm. Really? Like how many years before?
Probably maybe 2 to 3 years. I was away at college, so I didn't really know him. I didn't meet him, but I knew of him. And, I was coming, and they had broken up because it was just when she was very young. And, when I had come home for a weekend, our paths kept crossing. We had mutual friends. And one night we ran into each other and we're like, hey, I think I know you kind of thing. So we decided that we started talking and we decided to go out and we went out on that first date. I went home that night and I told my mom, I said, it's a man that I'm going to marry. And my sister and I started talking and she's like, you do know who that is, right? And I'm like, well, no. And she's like, that's my, and I don't want to say his name, that's my person. And she's like, and I did ask permission because I was very close to my sister. And I said, is it okay that I date him? She's like, oh, yeah, I think that'd be great. So we dated, and we'll be married for 25 years in September.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, you know, as long as your sister, how old was your sister when she dated him?
Probably 15.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
So it wasn't anything serious. It wasn't anything serious.
All right. Yeah. Just they were just going together.
Yes, they were going together. Back then, they actually just go together.
Yes.
They talking today.
Right. Like, right. You go nowhere together, but you go together. I don't know. Right. Well, thank you for sharing your story, Chris.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, Katie. Katie, where is the odd place that you guys met?
So my husband was the best man at a wedding of an acquaintance of mine, now my best friend. And he was the best man. I had a date with that boyfriend that I was seeing for like a year.
Wait. What was that you cut out?
Oh, okay. My husband was the best man at a wedding of a girl that I grew up with.
Got it.
And I was with my boyfriend at the wedding. We had been together for a year, and I remember my husband stood up to do the best man speech, and I just thought he was absolutely hilarious and good-looking.
He killed the speech.
Yes.
Funny guys, I'm telling you. That's
funny, yeah. Hilarious.
And so what happened?
He said hi to each other, but it was like in passing. And 6 years later, I guess, that my boyfriend broken up, and he messaged me on Facebook, and we actually went out that night. I met up with his friend, and we've been together ever since.
Oh, that's a great story. Katie, we didn't hear anything. No. Your phone was cutting out. I'm sorry. Like, we got the most boring part of the story.
It's like the greatest story ever told. We just missed it.
You know, phones, they just don't always, they don't work the way you want them to. Kevin, you got some texts?
Yeah, a lot of texts. A lot of people have met doing karaoke. That seems to be like, you know,
I want to know what they were singing when they met doing karaoke.
Not a lot of detail.
Everybody
there,
has a go-to karaoke song.
Yeah, I had a couple meet at Radio Shack when Shack was still around.
That's great.
He was returning an item. She was behind the counter. On that note, there's a police officer who met his wife who was working the drive-thru at McDonald's.
No way.
This one is very interesting to me. They were teenagers and they were on vacation and they met at the hotel gift shop. You know, they didn't know each other. Their mm-hmm. families are in two different, you know, parts of the world. They met at the hotel gift shop, I guess connected, started writing, and then it developed into a relationship. And then, boom, they got married.
And then, boom.
boom. There you go.
He doesn't know anything. He's just adding the boom for effect.
And then this couple met in Kuwait. They were deployed there.
Oh. Oh.
Wow.
And they met at a ballroom dance class. I didn't know they did ballroom dancing for, you know, soldiers, but I guess
it's one of the... Well, you don't know because you couldn't go into the military because...
I'm pee shy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for all your calls on just the weird places that you met. Katie, if you want to call back and talk to us off the air, I'd love to hear the rest of your story. It's Y98. Justin Bieber and DJ Khaled on Y98. A lot of stuff to do on the show still. I know. We've done a lot already. I feel like we blew our best material in like the 6 o'clock hour.
We were on fire, guys.
It was... You missed it. Yeah. If you don't listen at 6,
yeah.
Sorry, we start getting tired. But we do have the code words 12 times a day, and this hour's code word, if you missed it, is project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T. Text that to 72881. You have about 20 minutes to do so, and you could win $1,000. Also, we still have tickets to Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt when they come to Busch Stadium in August. So we're all still trying to get to know each other. Well, I mean, we're just really trying to get to know Tim, who's the newcomer on the show. And we want to bring you like the things that matter in your life when we do a morning show. And this is one of those things. It is, what do you eat food with, a fork or a spoon?
That's right. So I'm going to say the food. You guys tell me fork or spoon, and then I'll tell you the breakdown on this survey.
All right. Okay. You ready, Lance?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I want to start from the top or the bottom.
I know. It's a hard decision, I know, and it's important.
Oatmeal.
Oh, spoon.
Fork.
Lance?
All right. What was the food?
Oatmeal.
Spoon.
97% spoon. Kevin, you are in the 3% that uses a fork.
Why?
I just like oatmeal with a fork. I'm sorry. That's I don't have a reason.
It's odd to
me. I like doing the tracks.
You what?
What does that mean?
You make tracks with the fork.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
So you play with your food.
You're four.
You're four.
Jell-O?
I don't eat Jell-O. A shot.
A little cup.
Spoon.
Spoon.
I eat it with vodka.
yes.
92% spoon, 8% fork.
Don't make the mistake of using too high proof alcohol. It will not congeal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just letting you know for future parties.
Chili.
Spoon.
Spoon.
Spoon. Yeah.
Spoon, yeah.
Yeah, because I have, I like oyster crackers in my chili.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yep.
Do you do sour cream in your chili?
No, not really.
Oh, yeah, you're not a dairy guy.
Onions.
Oh, yeah, onion, like raw onions.
Yep.
Yes.
100%.
Mm.
85% spoon, 15% fork. Ice cream cake.
Oh, ice cream cake.
That's fork. That's a tricky one because of the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say spoon.
I would go spoon.
I'm going to go spoon, too.
I'm fork.
You're really big. You're kind of a spoonist.
Do you have spoons at your house, Kevin?
Do you have spoons at your house?
I prefer the fork over the spoon. You
what
know?
It? What are you always out of in the silverware drawer?
Spoons for me, no question. Spoons. Because I have about four spoonfuls of peanut butter throughout the course of the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you don't want to put the same one back in.
Right.
I would say, you know, it's funny. We're always out of spoons because the kids...
That's why you use forks so much.
Right. I mean, that's it.
Annie can do tracks with them. ice cream cake, 60% spoon, 40% fork. Peas. I don't eat peas, so this doesn't apply.
Fork.
It's a fork. It doesn't make sense.
I'm not sure. If I'm just eating peas alone, I would say spoon.
When have you ever just eaten peas?
No, that's good. Sometimes.
What, you have a plate of peas?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
I could really use some peas right now.
Yeah.
Really?
54 say spoon, 46 fork.
So interesting, Lance.
Mm. Matt, I mean, not like once a day, but you know, every now and then it's like look in the freezer and it's like, oh, I'll just microwave some peas. There we go.
So weird. Mashed potatoes.
Fork.
60% fork, 40% spoon.
And that's even a better material to make tracks
right,
in.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But how does it feel to use that fork, huh?
How does it feel?
Then you can watch the gravy run in your tracks.
You push
really
it down,
exciting.
Too.
60 fork, 40% spoon on that. Watermelon.
Who uses it? I don't use anything.
Your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
64 fork, 36 spoon. Rice.
Spoon.
Oh, really? I'm a fork guy.
Yeah.
64 fork, 36 spoon. Mac and cheese. This is I think, where it really, ooh, where the rubber meets the road here.
I think it kind of depends on
fork all the time with mac and cheese.
It depends on the mac and cheese. I mean, if it's real cheese and you know it's homemade, it's a fork. But if it's Kraft and it's, you know,
runny,
yeah,
terrible.
Is there a better feeling than getting the spoke on your fork through one of the noodles? It's like the greatest thing.
It's a victory.
I say fork.
I'm fork. Yeah. What about you, Lance?
Fork.
Yeah.
78 fork, 22 spoon.
Okay, well, I have a question about mac and cheese. Does anybody else dip their mac and cheese in ketchup?
No.
No.
That sounds terrible.
It does not.
It's really good on a bad mac and cheese.
Brings it up a level?
Yes.
Ketchup will do that to anything. Bad anything is made better drowned in ketchup.
And let's not cheap on the ketchup at your house. Have a little pride. Heinz.
You know what? Yeah. Hunt's makes...
Hunt's
something.
Is good.
Oh, Hunt's isn't bad.
Right. Yeah, I got a thing of Hunt's lately, and it's not bad. And it makes me feel like, oh, I'm different. Like, I'm alternative. spaghetti.
Fork.
Fork.
I won't eat it anymore.
Oh, yeah. Lance had an incident of...
Oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Something gross in there?
No, he got sick.
Yeah, I'm not going to... I won't go into details. Okay. I just haven't eaten it since I was like a teenager.
I appreciate that. 0% spoon, 80% fork, 16% both.
Both.
You know those people?
Right. Okay,
I'm excluded, and I cut mine, too.
I do, too.
I chop it up, and people always comment, and I always go, this is what I do every time. I shrug, and I go, I'm Irish. And that doesn't make any sense, but everybody buys it.
I do the same thing, too. Now, I won't eat spaghetti, but when I eat other pasta noodles, I cut it up. My wife looks at me and is like, what are you doing? It's easier to eat.
Yeah, and I always get made fun of for my long preparation and things. Like, Nick will be done with his meal, and I'm still moving all my stuff and cutting my salad up.
Mm-hmm.
Because with every bite, I want all the good stuff mixed in. Baked potato, it's a good 15 minutes for me to get that sucker ready.
I don't blame you. You got to get your bite ratio right, whatever food you're eating. It's very important.
It really is. Was that the last one?
That was the last one. But I'm telling you that if you chop up your pasta and people comment, tell them it's an Irish thing, they will leave you alone.
Thanks. I always get hassled.
I get shamed the way I
eat. All right, here is Lance with your traffic.
Sponsored by your neighborhood.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company show. We've got Tim Convey, Kevin Berghoff, Lance Hildebrand, and Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
Hello. If you missed the code word for this hour to win $1,000 in our 12K a day giveaway, it is CURVE. 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 Text CURVE to 72881. You have until the end of the hour to do so. But how easy is that? You can win $1,000. You'll be happy I bothered you to do so. All right. So Tim is weird about talking about being single, so I don't bring it up a lot. Just every day. But I try to in sneaky ways.
Yeah.
He does have a past of exes throughout the country.
It's not really true.
It's not true, but you have lived other places is what I'm saying.
Yes.
So you had relationships in different cities.
That is true.
But your longest relationship.
Yeah, it came up last week, and I said that something... I had talked to this girl recently, and it was funny. So when we broke up, it was a really long relationship, 5 or 6 years, and it was hard to just split up like that. We just were like, okay, this doesn't make sense. And a friend of mine gave me this advice shortly after. I was having a hard time that last week, and he said, listen, my advice to you, he said, is to just cut it off. Use a clean, sharp knife. A clean, sharp knife, he said, meaning just no communication. You know, at least for some time, you got to completely cut it off and then go back. Maybe you can be friends. But for now, cut it off completely. Don't talk. Clean, sharp knife. And I took that advice and we did that. We didn't talk for like a year. And then
did you
later,
let her know that too? Or did it?
No, we just sort of faded.
And
just,
she didn't try to get in touch with you either.
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So for like a year, maybe even a year and a half, didn't talk at all. And now we're friends. We talk and we're friendly. And I always, you know, thought that was great advice. And I would give it to people all the time during breakups. Clean, sharp knife, clean, sharp knife. And I thought it was really great advice. So not too long ago, I was talking to Courtney and she's been,
not me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, different Courtney.
one without a company.
Yeah, she has no company.
Thank you, Lance.
She's unemployed. thank you, Lance. So she's telling me she was on and off with this guy that she was seeing. They were engaged, and then she called it off, and they had broken up. And I said, I'm going to tell you what my buddy Pete told me when we broke up. Clean, sharp knife. You don't want to talk. No communication at all. Just cut it off completely. That's the best way to do it. Clean, sharp knife. Clean, sharp knife. And she's like, who told you that again? And I'm like, oh, you remember my buddy Pete. I don't see him anymore. But back then, my buddy Pete, she's like, yeah. She's like, well, we weren't really talking at the time, but Pete then asked me out multiple times.
Oh, no!
And tried to date me.
Pete's a dog?
Yeah, wow. So that's where that advice came from, this clean, sharp knife thing that I had told people forever and ever and ever.
Now it's tainted.
It was this devious thing. He's like, you might hear some things, but just don't talk to her. No matter what happens, what you might hear, just stay away from her. So I've been giving this advice to people. No idea I was supposed to try to hook up with their girlfriends afterwards.
And so Pete keeps his clean, sharp knife, what, in your back?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Y98. Entertainment Schmig.
Online at Y98.com. You can see Jenna Fischer on Ellen yesterday talking about St. Louis with Oliver Hudson, their new show, Splitting Up Together on ABC. And Ellen's a producer of that, or creator. I'm not exactly sure. And Kevin and Tim, both very excited about the new trailer for Cobra Kai.
You're the best around.
Yeah.
Nothing's going
Cardinals. Cardinals.
It's the Karate Kid reboot.
Yeah. And it's on something that I don't understand. It's on YouTube Red.
I think that means you get to just watch it.
I think that's YouTube's like pay exclusive channel.
I'm not the only one that doesn't know.
Yeah.
You have to subscribe or something?
I think you do.
I'll do it, I guess. I pay for Hulu, and I don't watch anything on Hulu. So I'm switching sides because they got Ralph Macchio.
All right, so on Saturday night, I was so excited because Stefan was back on SNL. And backstory on that, John Mulaney was known for that sketch to switch cue cards from tape or from rehearsal to air.
Oh, so he totally would throw him off. That's why it was so...
Yeah, that's why Stefan would crack up so much during the live show, and also because it's a funny character.
Yeah, but that's brilliant.
Well, John Mulaney showed up on set during the Stefan character playing his lawyer that, I don't know, he's a conceptual artist with something. And he whispered something in his ear, and it got Bill Hader to crack up. And he told Seth Meyers the other night what he whispered was, my girlfriend works at Yoshinoya Beef Bowl. If I could have said Yoshinoya better, I think it would have worked. But just a random line that made him crack up.
That's great.
I know. I love the backstory on that, though. It really makes me laugh. All right, I have to be honest. I spent way too... It's embarrassing sometimes what we do for a living and what I look at in the morning. I watched a slideshow of Aubrey O'Day Instagram post with supposedly, possibly, Donald Trump Jr.'s toes over her toes. And then somebody took a picture of Donald Trump Jr.'s toes, and you could slide the picture back and forth from...
You can match up the toes.
What did you think? How did the toes stack up?
They look the same to me.
Wow.
But toes are toes. I don't know. You all have to look at it.
I have very distinctive toes. Like, there'd be no... And that's why I've avoided Aubrey O'Day for so long. There would be no question if it was me or not.
Well, so that's another little piece of the puzzle. But this is the weirdest thing. Because apparently they had this affair back a couple years ago after she was on The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice. Vanessa Trump reportedly discovered their texts while he was in the shower, and a source says that Vanessa put her kids on the phone when she called Aubrey to confront her.
Whoa.
That's a lot of information.
Yeah.
He was in the shower. She found the it's just a lot of info.
The water was lukewarm.
Make me feel better about myself and go look at the toes.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm typing it in right now.
All right, this music study just makes me laugh. So they found that the music you like on Facebook has it's directly involved with your personality, all right? Like when you like some music. For example, the most open people like Tom Waits and Bjork.
You gotta be open to like Bjork.
Right!
Mm-hmm.
The least open, Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean. The most extroverted, like Waka Flocka Flame.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
The most neurotic, Manson and the Smiths. It's like they didn't even do a study. They just picked things.
Right.
And are judging people.
Yeah.
There was no study done.
Yeah, like, of course, that's disappointing. And did you see the best people, best human beings? Ludo fans.
Tim's former band.
Oh, wow, that was quick. I like it. Good hearts.
All right, Kevin Hart. You don't know this about me. I'm not a huge Kevin Hart fan. I think he's mildly amusing.
Okay.
I think he just talks really loud.
Okay.
But I like what his mom told him, and I like this advice. So he said he wants to be a billionaire. By the time he's 45, he thinks he's going to work hard at it.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be like a Tyler Perry, an Oprah.
Yeah, that's why he's in a new movie every week. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's like the new, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, who's in like a million movies.
Yep.
His mom told him when he was young, he would like just kind of phone in school swim team. He wasn't that into it. And he'd get a participation medal. And his mom told him, you can be great or you cannot be great. And so from then on, he said he wanted to do everything to win the trophy. And he said the trophy is success, ownership, it's brand. So that's why that's his goal in life.
Nice. Mrs. Hart.
Remember, it was Moida. I'm sorry, heart to heart.
Heart to heart, yeah.
Remember when everybody was worried about 13 Reasons Why when it came out and what it would do to your children?
Yeah.
Let's actually had a really positive effect everywhere. 71% of teens and young adults found the show relatable. It made them feel more comfortable.
And the deal is, so that's a show that was on Netflix that was about sort of
suicide. Yeah. Yes. More than 50% of people after they watched it reached out to someone to apologize for how they treated them.
Wow.
75% of teens said they tried to be more considerate about how they treated others after watching the show. Parents as well. More than half of the parents asked for more guidance from mental health experts.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It really shook some people up.
Yeah. And the next season is coming sometime later this year. I don't know what it's going to be about. I have no idea.
13 more reasons.
Maybe. I don't really know.
Did you guys watch it?
I did.
No.
Oh, you did watch it.
Uh-huh.
So how inconsiderate were you before you watched it?
Listen, it was terrible acting, and this guy's wound on his head just kept getting more gross, and that's all I paid attention to. The wound on this guy's head from the first episode. It was not great. All right, on TV tonight, lots of basketball, and RuPaul's back for the 10th season.
Work.
And today I'm not going to mention, I'm not going to have you guys guess Bill Shatner's birthday, but I guess there was fake he's dead rumors this week.
How old is he?
He's 87 today. So happy birthday to Bill.
His hair is only about 15 years old. Though.
If that. Yeah. It is also J.J. Watt's birthday.
Hmm.
Oh, from
the Houston Texans. Hmm.
31.
28.
29.
Nice, Lance.
Thank you.
All right. What about Bob Costas?
Man, I shouldn't say it.
Former KMOXer.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're going to say something bad.
He's not looking great.
I sort of agree.
He's had some work done.
I think he needs to just go back to his normal hair color, too.
He needs to just, it's okay to age. Yeah,
Guys, I think women like... gray hair is attractive.
I'm working on it.
Gosh, yes.
On some people.
Is he 65?
I bet he's. I go 67.
66.
66.
Oh, wow.
I was just doing the math. I was thinking, let's see. He did the Spirits of St. Louis play-by-play on KMOX around the mid-70s.
You got it. Good job. Guessing.
Yes.
You're not going to break down how you got the other one?
I thought 31 was too high.
And I know people are going to bring up, you know, some of his more important roles like Full Metal Jacket. But to me, he'll always be Loudon Swain from Vision Quest. Matthew Modine.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in Stranger Things.
That's right.
I think he's pretty old. I bet he's Costas' age. What is Costas again?
66.
How'd you get that?
Okay, so I was thinking back to...
I'd say 66.
All right, go second.
I don't think he's that old. I'm going to say he's 57.
59.
Yay! Yeah. And you get a bonus. Reese Witherspoon.
Ooh.
Right. And that one's hard. She's been around for so long. But she's young and she started young.
46.
46, you said?
Yeah.
39.
So I was going to say 32.
No, you weren't.
I was. I guess I'm way off.
She's 42.
I'm going to say 42.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
I'm just getting some more getting more information here about a crash in South County. This one's a bit of a doozy.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company show, and your code word for this hour in the 12K a day giveaway, if you missed it, Curve. Curve, C-U-R-V-E, text Curve to 72881. You have about 4 minutes, and we'll have another code word for you to win $1,000 at 9:10. Instagram, we were just talking about Instagram off the air in the studio, and I don't know if you're aware, I was telling Tim about this phenomenon on Instagram of scantily clad girls playing golf. It's like this whole section, and they make money off of doing this.
A lot of followers.
Lots of followers.
There's like every niche there is, every sport. I mean, there's scantily girls doing maybe you're into golf or baseball or whatever sport or whatever thing. There's a whole world, but the golf one, you're right, is pretty, it's amusing, but it's also very, very popular.
Like on the beach in a swimsuit, and then a frolic.
Right.
Back to the camera.
And they're like four.
Kevin's like, give me that Instagram.
What is that, Instagram?
He likes a good frolic.
No, who doesn't? But they just did a poll on like stuff that annoy us the most on Instagram, the pictures. And we've got posing in front of a landmark to show off how you're on vacation. That doesn't bother me.
No.
You're in front of a landmark.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's for.
That's picture worthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's marking land.
Walking away from the camera. That might be like the frolic people.
Mm.
I don't know what that means. A freeze jump.
Oh.
I mean,
I like a freeze jump.
There are worse things than a freeze jump.
Especially if you're good at the freeze jump.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive. Mm-hmm.
A well-executed freeze jump on my Instagram feed will make my day.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because in your mind, you think you can jump higher than you actually can. And when you see it, you're like, oh, that's really bad. I need to work on my freeze jump.
Yeah.
Pinching the sun or a building in the distance.
Yeah. Oh. And this stuff doesn't drive me.
I'm not angry.
Instagram makes me angry, but not this stuff.
A candid picture when you're not looking at the camera.
Sometimes that's a little bit like, it does feel a little forced.
Sometimes I don't know where I'm supposed to look.
Oh, yeah.
I always look like that's why I don't like selfies. I've got a very pointy chin. I don't know where to look, and I look like I have a stray eye. kissing.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know.
17% that bugs them.
Okay.
This is a big one. A picture of your tan legs where they look like hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. That stuff.
Hot dog legs.
Those trends, especially the people who are posting it 3 weeks after it happens, and you're like, all right, I get it.
Well, yeah. And, you know, here's the thing I've realized in the past couple of years when I've tried to do the hot dog leg pictures. I've got some age spots now. It's not as attractive anymore. Like, oh, they used to be cute freckles. Yeah,
those are bad hot dogs.
They're not anymore. Yeah right? All right, here is Lance with your final look at your rush.
Sponsored by Walgreens. It's not
for you.
Very excited about our next guest. You guys probably know him. He played Eli Gold on The Good Wife, and he's been in a ton of movies, and now his brand new show is on CBS. It's called Instinct, and it just started. We've got Alan Cumming on the phone.
Hi.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm great. Welcome to St. Louis and the Courtney and Company show. It's me, Courtney. You got Kevin over there.
Hi, Alan.
And Tim right there.
Good morning, all.
Good morning. Tim said to me off the air yesterday that he was very excited and nervous to talk to you. We're all big fans of yours.
Why, thank you. Don't be nervous, dude. I'm very nice.
We're excited you're back on TV. We watched Instinct, the first episode, and it's great. We're all huge fans of The Good Wife.
Oh, yeah.
And Eli Gold, one of the best television characters, I think, ever. So it's really exciting that you're back on, and this character, Dylan Reinhart, pretty cool. How fun has that been so far?
It's been really good. I mean, we stopped filming in December for this first season, And it's been funny doing all the interviews. It's rare to get a character that has so many different facets. You know, he's got almost three different jobs, and just I really like the fact that he's kind of seemingly this series of disparate characteristics, but actually he's one whole, hopefully, person. So it's a kind of challenging thing, but also I really enjoy it. He's, you know, it's fun playing somebody who's fun.
Yeah, and this is more of a tough guy than Eli Gold was. It looks like you get to kick a little butt in this show.
Yes, what do you call it? I open up a kind of hoopass. Quite regularly. Yeah, in the first episode I attack a man and bring him to the ground and pistol whip him. So yeah, it's hilarious actually. I think it's really funny because another thing that confounds your expectations of the character that he's this, when you see him at the beginning, this fuddy-duddy professor, and then, you know, 20 minutes later he's kicking ass.
Yeah, and it feels like, I'd imagine, there's a lot more that we're going to learn throughout the course of the season. It seems like there's some tricks up your sleeve too.
There's a lot of backstory, yes.
And we're talking to Alan Cumming. His new show is on Sunday nights on CBS, 7 o'clock. It's called Instinct. And Tim briefly mentioned that we were such big fans of The Good Wife. How much fun was Eli Gold to play? Because it seemed like that is maybe one of the most fun roles that you could be given.
Well, it was really great. I mean, he was such a, I guess it was good to play someone who's so completely different to me. You know, he's so kind of uptight and closed, and sort of, you know, just everything was clenched. I liked how funny he was, and I think it was absolutely things that the audience and I connected about. Just when something would happen, I think the audience was like, oh my god, what's he going to say about that?
Well, we, you know, if you look at your, I mean, just your background, there's such a wide swath of what you
variety.
Do. Broadway, of course, cabaret, and all the shows that you've been in. I know that Kevin is going to go to one in particular movie.
Alan, I've always been curious. You were awesome as Nightcrawler in X2, and then Nightcrawler never returned. Were you just not a fan of being a superhero, or is it something that might come up later?
Well, both, actually. I mean, it just sort of, I thought I was going to do the next one, and it just didn't happen. The script has changed, and it's all a bit kind of moving parts, and so it never, I mean, so it's not like my version of it could come back, but it wasn't my favorite thing. I really liked that film, don't get me wrong, I really like it, mm-hmm. X-Men 2, but it was not a pleasurable experience to make that film.
I can see it with all the makeup, too, yeah.
It was that as well, yeah.
Well, you do projects that you are, like, just into, and I happened to turn on PBS one night, and I saw Alan Cumming sings sappy songs, and it was so much fun to watch, because you could tell that was just something you wanted to do, and you were singing, like, Guilty Pleasures, and just enjoyed every second of it. I have a suggestion for you if you're going to do another phase of this.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Cumming sings Yacht Rock.
Sings what?
Do you know what Yacht Rock is?
Like a yacht on a sea. Sales.
Well, it's more like 70s like music, like Christopher Cross and Bertie Higgins.
Okay, spell it. How do you spell the yacht part?
Yeah, no, just a boat.
Just like a boat.
It would be like the soundtrack to sailing on your yacht. So guys like, yeah, Christopher Cross and Michael McDonald and stuff.
So is that like elevator music, but you're at sea?
But people love it. It's great sing-along music, Alan. I'm just trying to give you some suggestions because I know you don't need them.
Yacht Rock. Is that like a thing or did you just make it up?
Oh, it's a thing.
It's a thing. Look it up, Alan, and listen to some of the songs. They're all sing-along songs.
I'm going to Google that.
Yeah, you're probably a Yacht Rock fan and you don't even
right.
know it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. we wish you all the success in your new show, and you can catch Instinct on Sunday nights, CBS, 7 o'clock. Make sure you add extra recording time because of all the basketball this weekend.
I know.
I've already started to get my Twitter feed full of angry people. Why can't you do something about the basketball, Alan? I can't do anything about the basketball.
It'll all be over soon, and then we can watch Instinct uninterrupted.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Nice to talk to you. Bye-bye.
The music you hear on Y98 is delivered to you by